Lundquist looked at the footage of the camel-painted Jeep on Molly's computer. My bet, that's the Jeep your witness spotted pulling away from the Cummings' murder scene. And it was driven by this man, Jesse said, placing Lee Harvey Vanderkamp's photo in front of the Stady. Maybe, maybe not. My witness says the Jeep was green. Your witness was driving 50 in the opposite direction in the dark. Come on, Brian. Read Lee Harvey's service record. Those walls would have been nothing for him to scale and rappel from. It all fits. All except the part where you actually produce a weapon and have a man setting up his own brother to be killed. Half-brother. Still, Jesse changed course. Any luck with the lipstick? Lundquist made a face, and not a happy one. You're all over the map. Are we talking about Wilford, the Cummingses, John Vanderkamp? What? The bikers coming into paradise, the murders, the leaflets, the cross-burning, they're all pieces of one thing, and I don't think it's over. This I've got to hear. Jesse said, first, the lipstick. Someone fitting John Vanderkamp's description bought it just prior to closing at the old pharmacy and lunch counter on Main Street in Swan Harbor on the night of the attack. There's no surveillance footage, right? No. These days, it's a pharmacy in name only. Most of their business is small convenience items and the ice cream counter. Convenience items like lipstick or sunblock, a bottle of aspirin? What's the point, Jesse? The point is that someone from out of town wouldn't have known to buy that lipstick at a place with no CCTV. He's the same person who would have known about Tammy Portugal's murder and how to throw the cops off by making what happened to Felicity Wilford look like a copycat crime. Daniels, Jesse nodded. Let's say I buy that Daniels and Vanderkamp were the perps on Wilford. I can see how it went too far, and then Daniels came up with a way to throw us off. But what's this got to do with some big conspiracy? Jesse didn't answer directly. Instead, he put a small digital voice recorder on the desk. He said, I made this recording last night. It's not the greatest sound quality, because I had to keep it out of sight. But you'll be able to make out what I need you to hear. Jesse hit the play button. What Lundquist heard was the discussion among Hank, Anya, and Jesse. That was the start of it, Jesse said. The saviors of society were setting Alicia up. You heard the recording. Lee Harvey Vanderkamp gave them specifics. They wanted Alicia. Let's say I accept your premise. And I'm not saying I do, that this was all part of a setup to get a black female cop to kill a young unarmed white man. I still don't see where all the other stuff fits in. They wanted Alicia. They got Alicia. Why all the rest of it? I'm not 100% sure myself. All the couples involved were interracial couples. I think they wanted to create an atmosphere where Alicia would feel threatened. Why kill the Cummingses? To quote that great philosopher Mike Tyson, all my opponents had a plan until I hit them in the face. Plans are great on paper, but they depend on people, and people screw up. I think two things went very wrong. The Wilford assault and my seeing the connection between the Cummings kid and John Vanderkamp. Again, Jesse, they got Alicia. Look, it's gotten some national press, and no one comes out looking good in this thing. She'll lose her job in due time. The kid is dead, but the world goes on. If they were trying to start a revolution or a race war, they failed. That's what worries me. When this began, I thought it was about Alicia. But what if it's not? Lundquist stood up. If I was you, I'd worry less about theories and more about finding some evidence that will stand up in court. Because right now, all you've got is four pit marks in tar. A lot of maybes, and not much else. Even if those bikers were to testify in court, what would it prove? That someone was willing to pay a lot to harass a cop? Are you willing to bet I'm wrong? These people have killed three, maybe four people to get to this point. What if that's just the opening to more bloodshed? Lundquist let out a sigh and sat back down. Okay, Jesse, what do you want? We need to get to one of the loose ends before they do. Who'd you have in mind? You'll see.